Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto. Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming. Each Sunday, we'll take you through updates, exciting reveals, and controversies in video games, as well as what games you can pick up this week. Here is the news for Sunday, 10th of July. Let's go. The upcoming indie title, Wayward Strand, has sadly been delayed, with Australian developers Ghost Pattern saying they need more time to perfect the highly ambitious expectations that they set for themselves. First announced in 2017, Wayward Strand is a beautifully animated narrative adventure set in 1970s Australia, where you play as a young journalist aboard a flying hospital. The game will now release on September 15 and will arrive simultaneously on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. More than a decade since it was released, and thanks to some clever modders, Skyrim now has a co-op mode. The team at Skyrim Together Reborn have created a mod that will allow 2 to 8 players to explore Skyrim together for the first time. According to the team, this hasn't been an easy task.
An important note about Reborn. Making multiplayer games is very hard. Making a single-player game into a multiplayer game without source code is near impossible, especially with a development team that consists of a handful of students doing this for free in their free time. Please keep that in mind when playing Reborn. The mod won't be perfect. It will occasionally crash, some quests will break, there will be bugs. This is not fixable. This is just the reality of making a multiplayer mod instead of having a massive studio like Bethesda make a multiplayer game.
If all has gone to plan, the mod should be available right now. So head to Nexus Mods and give it a go for yourself. After 4 years of waiting, God of War fans have finally been treated to a release date for the upcoming title Ragnarok, which will hit shelves November 9. The latest installment in the series was teased in the post-credit scene of 2018's extremely successful franchise reboot, and was then confirmed when the first teaser trailer dropped in 2019. Set 3 years after the events of the 2018 game, Kratos and his now teenage son Atreus take on Thor and former ally Freya in search of the Norse god of war, Tyr. The game was originally scheduled to be released in 2021 before it was delayed, which is a decision the team could afford to make because hype building simply wasn't necessary, seeing as almost everyone who played through God of War 2018 fell madly in love with it. I'm one of those people, so keep an eye out for our review of Ragnarok later in the year when it arrives on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Rumours have been circulating for some time now that Rockstar may scrap its planned remakes of older titles after the disappointing release of Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy. Last year, Rockstar announced that remastered versions of GTA 4 and the original Red Dead Redemption were in the works, but according to Zach Zwizen at Kotaku, a reliable source has confirmed these projects won't be happening. Given the studio has announced that GTA 6 is officially in development, and this year's GTA trilogy release was a disaster in every sense of the word, it's no surprise that the company might want to focus their priorities on the upcoming sequel. There's a link in the show notes for Zach's full article if you want to read an in-depth breakdown of the situation. While it's been almost entirely eclipsed by Xbox Game Pass, Xbox Games with Gold, the first free offering from Microsoft, will no longer offer Xbox 360 games from October. In an email sent to subscribers, which has been seen by Sifter, Microsoft said it's given away as many Xbox 360 titles as it could.
We have reached the limit of our ability to bring Xbox 360 games to the catalogue. However, Games with Gold will continue to include exciting Xbox One titles and exclusive savings each month. This will not impact any Xbox 360 games that you downloaded before October 2022. Any Xbox 360 titles that you redeem via Games with Gold before that time are yours to keep on your Xbox account, regardless of whether you continue your subscription.
The Xbox 360 console originally released in 2005 and stopped being sold in 2016, but due to pretty robust backwards compatibility, many of these classic games are still playable on modern hardware, such as the Xbox Series X. Now for some wholesome gaming news. It was announced late last week that the good folks at Games Done Quick raised a massive $3 million for charity during the Summer Games Done Quick marathon event. Gamers gathered in Bloomington, Minnesota on June 26 for a week-long speedrunning marathon, all to raise money for the Doctors Without Borders, and people showed their appreciation by digging deep. The week's total ended up being $3,021,310. That's nearly 4.5 million Australian. Check the show notes for a link to watch some of the best runs of the event, including an awesome completion of Elden Ring in just under 30 minutes. Sticking with charity, indie developers have launched a new charity bundle on itch.io, raising money for abortion access in the US after the Supreme Court struck down a decision that allowed for greater access. The Indie Bundle for Abortion Funds supports National Network for Abortion Funds Collective Power Fund and includes 1,122 creations for a minimum price of $10 US, or around 15 Australian. You can pick up critically acclaimed games like Cat Cafe Magical Girl Simulator Calico, weird internet-themed narrative game Hypnospace Outlaw, and teen road trip game Wide Ocean Big Jacket. The bundle is currently sitting at 70% of a US $400,000 goal, but it's likely to exceed that goal before the campaign ends on the 14th of July. You can find a link to the bundle in the show notes. The Skate 4 hype train is in full swing at the moment, as more pre-alpha footage has leaked online showing what looks to be some solid foundations for the highly anticipated sequel that's more than a decade in the making. Last week, EA released a short trailer of what they call pre-alpha gameplay, and fans were pumped about it. The world looks crisp, and the skating seems to be doing pretty much the same as previous games, which for most is a positive thing. And most importantly, the incredibly fun ragdoll physics are back. Now this week, a Redditor by the name of Parzalai claims to have accessed a cracked version of an early build and released four short videos to the Gaming Leaks and Rumours sub. It doesn't reveal much more than we already knew, but after 12 years of waiting, it just feels good to get some glimpses into a game that hopefully isn't too far from release. One thing I am disappointed to see is that they're sticking with the floaty, gravity-defying airtime style. It's not a huge issue, but I would like to see them striving for a bit more realism. But I'm interested to know what you think, so head to @SifterHQ on Twitter or jump into our Discord and let me know your thoughts. And finally, Untitled Goose Game, the hit goose simulator by Melbourne developers House House, will be acquired and archived by a number of cultural institutions in Australia. ACMI, the Powerhouse Museum, and the National Film and Sound Archive will collect materials from the development of the game, which will be made publicly available for researchers and all Australians for years to come. Untitled Goose Game received widespread critical acclaim. And for good reason, it was just bloody hilarious and fun to play as a pain-in-the-ass goose as you terrorise a small town. The game was awarded DICE Game of the Year and BAFTA Games Award for Best Family and Social Game in 2020. Michael McMaster, the co-director of House House, said it was humbling that these institutions offered to archive the game, but the game would remain playable for years to come and that its development story would be preserved. You can play Untitled Goose Game on Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, and you should. That's it for news. Here are the games releasing this week. Eyes in the Dark is coming to Steam this Thursday. It's the debut title for Croatian developers Under the Stairs, and by the looks of early access reviews, they've come out swinging. It's a twin-stick platformer with roguelike elements where you play as Victoria Bloom, who, armed with just a slingshot and torch, has to explore a pitch-black mansion in search for her missing grandfather. The visual design isn't like anything I've seen. It's completely black and white line drawings that look like a really talented but angsty teenager's sketches come to life. Pick it up on PC on the 14th. Escape Academy is a 3D escape room puzzler by indie developers Coin Crew Games. Escape Academy offers more than a dozen puzzle rooms to tackle solo or co-op, both online and local, with each room crafted by real-world escape room designers and presented in a classic Unity 3D style with a hint of cel shading in there. It looks fun and light, and I'm keen to jump in when it releases this Thursday on all platforms. Roguelite action platformer Loopmancer by eBrain Studio is out on the 15th. It's the first non-mobile game by the Chinese developers and looks like it could be a lot of fun. You play as a detective in a cyberpunk world set in 2046. There's fast-paced sword combat, a bit of platforming, and some interesting looping mechanics. But I think the best reason to check out Loopmancer is the art style. It's the kind of side-scroller that makes full use of backdrop space, cramming it with detail and lighting effects. You can pick it up on all platforms this Friday.
If you've got 15 minutes, we'll catch you up on the gaming news each Sunday on Walkthrough.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Paletto, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to Omni Studios for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts. If you're interested in what it takes to actually make games, why not have a listen to Sifter's interview podcast, Lightmap? Each episode, we speak to developers from all over the world on games like Neon White, Tunic, Unpacking, Citizen Sleeper, and many more. Look for Lightmap wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.